We've got two quarterbacks whose card prices are headed in opposite directions, as well as some basketball cards and a hockey player who are rising. We're counting them all down this week on the Top 5 Cards. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Top 5 Cards going up this week. My name is Tyler Nethercott, better known as Teapot, filling in this week for Jeff. Just before Thanksgiving, happy Turkey Day to all of you here in the United States and everywhere for that matter. I hope that you've got a lot of things to be thankful for. Before we get into the list this week, I gotta make you aware of something really exciting coming up, and that is the Sports Card Investor Virtual Card Show. We've done this for several years now. We do it every year. It's a tradition. And this year it is on December 5th and December 6th. It's gonna run from 8 p.m. until 11 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll be streaming on YouTube and whatnot. We're gonna have $15,000 in prizes and giveaways, awesome guests and interviews. You're not gonna wanna miss it. Stay tuned to us. Make sure to go over to the SCI website and give us your email, sign up. We'll look forward to seeing you for those totally free giveaways. As always, this week's Top 5 is sponsored by Whatnot. Whatnot has awesome live auctions every day and night, starting at just $1 for packs, boxes, breaks, singles, and more. It's a lot of fun, and you can scan the QR code on your screen or use the special link in our show description below, and you'll get $10 in free credit when you sign up for Whatnot. Now let's take a look at the overall sports card market with Market Pulse by Market Movers. Over the last 7 days, the SCI 500 index of 500 of the most prominent sports cards is down 1.6%. Over the last 30 days, the SCI 500 is down 3.1%, and since January 1st, it is down 10.2%. The best performing category of cards over the last 30 days is soccer from 2018 to 2020, which is up 13.9%, and the worst performing category, ironically, is one era before that from 2010 to 2017 soccer, which is down 18.7%. Now, as a reminder, the cards you'll see in today's show have gone up in price recently, but they are not necessarily good investments right now. Do your own research and decide which cards you think will go up in value next. All right, let's start it out this week with our cold card of the week. And this week, it is the Buffalo Bills star quarterback, Josh Allen. Now, Allen, at least in our fantasy league, I'm in two fantasy leagues, significantly leads in scoring for all players, including quarterbacks, in total fantasy points. But the problem is he has really struggled turning the ball over so far this season. He's got 12 interceptions, he's got 4 fumbles, and the Bills are just 6-5. So obviously people are looking at Allen as the primary catalyst for the struggles that the Bills have been having. There's been problems with Stephon Diggs. All around, things haven't been going as well as Bills fans and Josh Allen collectors would have expected. His graded cards, as tracked by Market Movers, are down 10% collectively over the last 30 days. That's on 340 different cards, totaling 846 sales. Now we're gonna take a look at his Optic base card. Really nice, you know, base card as base cards go here. Love the Optic set. PSA 10, this is a shade under Pop 2000. And you can see there was this one spike sale, but if we look all the way back 30 days on October 22nd, this card sold for $299. You can see the sudden trend kind of coming down here. And most recently, that card is down 37%, having sold for $189. So it remains to be seen, still a lot of season left. That division kind of up in the air between the Bills and the Dolphins. They obviously beat the Dolphins pretty handily earlier this season, but then they've choked away some other games. This week's cold card is Josh Allen. All right, let's shift gears over to our investment card of the week. This is a new segment that we started recently where we're highlighting some of the most iconic cards of all time, a lot of vintage cards, a lot of cards that are staples in the hobby with a proven track record. And this week, it's one of the most iconic cards of all time, and that is Michael Jordan's 1986 Fleer rookie card. Now, while I caught some heat on a recent Market Movers video for confessing that the 1986 Fleer card design itself doesn't really tickle my fancy, I obviously have to acknowledge that this is one of the 3 to 5 most iconic cards of all time. Now, this has seen some fluctuation over the past few years, but plenty of grades are up in value over the last year specifically. Now, recently, through PWCC, we saw a sale for $222,000 on November 16. That particular copy received a PWCC S, or superior designation, for being in the top 5% of eye appeal, as determined by PWCC staff. Now, while some find an auction house's own designation of the quality of a card to be a bit of a conflict of interest and maybe a marketing gimmick, it does in fact affect the final hammer price, and we saw that on this particular copy. So what I've done is I've actually pulled up the PSA 10, 9, and 8 just for some reference to see where these cards have been trending. And you can see this blue line with obviously fewer sales. This one's seen some volatility on the price changes by percentage. It did have a sale for $210,000 on Heritage Auction back on October 1st. And then here we have that sale for $222,000 with that PWCCS designation on November 16. And that is up 40% over the last 180 days. If we go all the way back to the first sale, which was right here, that card sold for $158,000. So there's a little bit of an ebb and flow here going on with the PSA 10, which has been pretty consistent over the last few years. Different auction prices have been commanding different values. And when you get into these 10s, what's kind of crazy is that even though this card has popped 322, you still do have that eye appeal effect, and people look for the absolute best of the best copies. We know that a card doesn't have to be completely perfect to get a PSA 10, though there are some speculations that PSA is a little more rigorous and diligent with those PSA 10 Jordan cards in particular. If we scroll down here and look at these card stats, you can see that the PSA 9 and the PSA 8, also very good copies. These ones are pretty much flat. The 9 up 5.4% over the last 180 days, the 8 down 8.8%. Not significant swings, in terms of percentages. Price points, that can be significant depending on your budget. So this week's iconic investment card is Michael Jordan's 1986 Fleer rookie card. All right, it's time to count down the top five hottest cards. And this week, starting us out at number five, it is Chet Holmgren, the Oklahoma City Thunder star center forward combo. He's a contender right now for rookie of the year after missing all of last season. Obviously, he was drafted 2 years ago, but he didn't play last year, so he carries that rookie eligibility into this season. He's averaging 17 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, while shooting 57% from the floor and 46% from 3 coming into Monday. He's also been known to block a shot or two. He had a game with 7 blocks earlier this season. Now, Wemby has been a great story, but some are arguing that Holmgren has been even better to start the season. His graded cards as tracked by Market Movers are up 3% collectively over the last 30 days on 269 different cards, totaling 761 sales. But several of his cards have seen some real positive momentum. And one of those cards is his Concourse Blue Cracked Ice. This is his from 2022 Select. We pop this open, it's a really nice card. Kind of a color match, slightly different blue, but people do tend to go for those. And you can see that this card is up 60.2% over the last 30 days. Started out at $51 and most recently sold for $81.70. There are plenty of Chet cards going up, and he's our number five hot card this week. All right, at number four this week, it's the Dallas Cowboys star quarterback Dak Prescott. Now, Dallas is looking, yet again, like one of the best NFC teams through 10 games, and Dak has really rebounded after a down year last season. Even to start out the year, he was a little bit slow. He had no shortage of critics, and yet now he has passed for over 2,600 yards, 19 touchdowns, and just 6 interceptions so far. CeeDee Lamb has also seen his cards going up in price as the Cowboys continue to cruise through their first 10 games. Dak's graded cards as tracked by Market Movers are up 8% collectively over the last 30 days on 91 different cards, totaling 209 different sales. And I pulled up a couple of them here, which have stabilized, come down a little bit over the last week or so, and yet they're still up significantly over the last 30 days. We've got Dak's 2016 Select Premier Level Silver in a PSA 10. That's pop 59. That card started out at $80, most recently having sold for $103. That's a 28% increase in price. We've seen 4 sales over the last 30 days for that card. And then his PSA 9 Prism Silver, obviously the iconic flagship Prism Silver. This one in a PSA 9 pop 585. I think there's about 1.5K in PSA 10. That card went from $28.75, a low auction price. There were a few low auction prices here in mid to late October. And then that card has rebounded significantly over that time frame, most recently having sold for $56.55. That's a 97% increase and a total of 9 sales over the last 30 days. It's really interesting. Obviously, the Cowboys, over the last several years, going back to when Dak and Ezekiel Elliott were rookies, they've seen a lot of momentum, they've seen success, and then ultimately they haven't been able to carry it forward into the playoffs. So this year, will the Cowboys shine in the playoffs? You let us know down in the comments. And Dak is our number four card going up this week. All right, at number three this week, it is the fastest player in the NBA, De'Aaron Fox, the Sacramento Kings star point guard. He had a breakout year last season and is even better now. Last year, the Kings managed to secure a 3 seed in the West. And this year, Fox is averaging 32 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds coming into Monday while shooting 42% from 3 so far. The Kings are now 8-5 coming into tonight on Tuesday, but they're 6-2 with their leader, Fox. They look like they'll be contenders in the West again, and Fox's graded cards as tracked by Market Movers are up 7% collectively over the last 30 days on 76 cards, totaling 208 sales. I've got his PSA 10 Optic rookie card, the red and yellow parallel. A little bit of a off-putting color, but definitely a card that people have still gravitated to from a speculation perspective because there are a number of them transacting. Over the last 30 days, we've seen 12 sales on this card. It started out at $42. It actually dipped a little bit below that, down to $37, and then has been on a steady climb as Fox has gotten back onto the court, most recently having sold for $76 on November 18. Fox is kind of inserting himself into that top 10 conversation for MVP this year. It's probably a stretch to think that he would win it, knowing some of the guys that are at the top of that list in terms of odds and favorites with Vegas. However, Fox is playing incredibly well, and the Kings look like they're poised to be a force in the West yet again. This week's number three card, De'Aaron Fox. All right, at number two this week, it's the center for the Anaheim Ducks, the young Mason McTavish, who's turning into a franchise player at just 20 years of age. He currently has 17 points coming to Tuesday through 18 games with nine assists and 8 goals. Now, the Ducks, as a team, they're kind of middling, hovering around the middle of the pack out in the West, but McTavish is doing his best to carry the team. His graded cards as tracked by Market Movers are up 48% collectively over the last 30 days, and I've pulled up what other card would we pull up other than his Young Guns? Hockey Makes It Easy. This is his 2021 Upper Deck Young Guns card number 451 in a PSA 10. Pop 1491 in this card 30 days ago, sold for $51.60. Had a sale right after that for $61. We saw it bounce up to $72. And then, although there's been a little bit of volatility here, we saw it hit a high of $120 back on November 6th, and most recently it settled in around $79. That's still a 53% increase from where it was 1 month ago. Our number two card this week, Mason McTavish. All right, that brings us to our number one hot card this week, but before we do that, you gotta go check out Market Movers on the App Store. You can try it out absolutely free for 7 days, or visit marketmoversapp.com and use promo code TRIAL to get that 7-day trial. You've got to check it out. 2.3 million featured cards. We've got thousands of sealed products, plus sales history, which gets you access to all the transactions, best offer prices, everything across multiple marketplaces. Check out Market Movers and give it a try. And now, without further ado, our number one card this week, he's back. It's Tyrese Maxey, the Philadelphia 76ers star guard. He's among the leading candidates for most improved player this year, averaging around 27 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds through 13 games coming into Monday while shooting 45% from 3. The Sixers look like the favorites in the East outside of Boston, and he was the number 2 pick last week in the top 5, but we felt it's worth moving him up this week with his continued strong play to go with such a strong market. All of his graded cards, as tracked by Market Movers, are up 24% collectively over the last 30 days on 205 cards, totaling 506 sales. And we're gonna jump over in particular and just look at his Prism Silver PSA 10. This card is up 127% over the last 30 days. Started out right around $199, up to $240. $294. Doug, by the way, was talking about how high he was on Maxey. Do we have a Maxey card over here? We do, right in the middle here. 3 Kentucky guys. Doug must have put them up to this. Maxey was a guy that, you know, a lot of people I did hear were speculating on going into the season, and now we're really seeing him take off. Most recently, this card sold for $451. So you're talking about a $252 price difference from just a month ago. Tyrese Maxey is red hot. He looks legit. Let us know down in the comments where you'd rank him right now across all point guards in the NBA. It seems like that position is pretty strong across the board, and he's our number one card this week. All right, that does it for this week's top 5 cards going up. Thanks so much for watching. Make sure to comment on this video, like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon. And don't forget about the virtual holiday card show coming up on December 5th and 6th. That's going to run from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. $15,000 in absolutely free prizes and giveaways. You're not going to want to miss it. Download that Market Movers app and check out the virtual. Until next time, happy investing, keep on collecting, and make sure to have fun.